OPM did publish a processing memo this morning. A lot of it is technical guidance for the HR teams on what they need to do. But I think there are three points that federal workers will be really interested in. One, many of them may be at work this morning because this memo authorizes 4 hours of orderly shutdown activities. So they may need to be there to close out accounts, pick up their IT supplies, get their furlough notice, whatever that might be. The second is that part of that orderly shutdown is actually processing payroll. So it implies that federal workers will get paid for the period of September 21st through September 30th before the lapse in funds. So they can expect to receive that paycheck later on in October.
So that's going to go out even amid the shutdown?
Even amid the shutdown, because okay. It's paid for with last year's funds. And the third point, and this gets to a lot of uncertainty about this thing that OPM warned folks about, the RIF. If folks do receive a RIF notice during the lapse in funding, that RIF notice will not go into effect for 60 days at least. So nobody's going to lose their job the day they get the RIF notice. They should have time to process that and have some orderly preparation time.
That's a pretty big development, right? Because we didn't know how these potential layoffs were going to unfold, and that gives us a lot of clarity.
That's right. And the other thing that OPM did say was that HR folks who will be processing those RIF actions are considered accepted so they can continue to work. So again, we're not sure from agency to agency what that RIF plan will be, but at least we know that the HR teams can process them and that people who may receive the notice will have a 60-day warning window.
Okay. Big picture, though, we've got roughly 750,000 federal workers expected to be furloughed. Are those notices going out? Are people receiving them?
The furlough notices should go out today as part of that orderly shutdown process. And then people will know for sure whether they are exempt. That is, they continue to work and get paid because they're in a program that has a source of funds that didn't lapse. They may be accepted. Those are people typically working life, health, and safety issues who continue to work, military, air traffic controllers, Customs and Border Protection, those folks. They will be working but unpaid until the lapse in funding ends. And then there are the furloughed folks who don't work and don't get paid. But again, a 2019 law guarantees back pay when they are called back and the lapse in funding is resolved.
Okay. A lot of new stuff this morning. What else are you talking about on Federal Drive? What are you telling federal workers?
Well, I want to say we have a great story that leads the Federal Drive this morning because this is a hard day for federal workers, and we wanted to lead with something that was positive. Mike Perrell, a retired Department of Transportation employee, has written a music video called The Anthem for Federal Workers. It's on YouTube. We'll have the link up later today on the Federal Drive page, but it's just a warm hug talking about how much federal workers should be appreciated for what they do for the American people. So we want to highlight that.
Anything else you want to pass along to our listeners, kind of, as I said, big picture in terms of how this may affect you, even if you're not a federal worker?
Well, right, Michelle. A lot of folks in our area are contractors, and contractors have been affected as well. And unfortunately, there is no law guaranteeing contractors back pay. So the guidance for everybody this morning, whether you're a furloughed worker, whether you're a contractor, no one knows how long this shutdown is going to last. So plan carefully, manage your cash flow carefully, think about emergency resources in your community, think about contracting your bank in terms of delaying payments if you need to do that, because you know, I'm not the expert on the politics, but no one knows how long this is going to last.
Well, you mentioned the furlough notices have to go out today, right? Is there anything else that we're watching for?
I think, you know, just really folks getting the closeout activities and then finding out whether or not they're going to get those RIF notices. That's the next big uncertainty.